the Tournament of Grub going on. It's a 3-week process. Of course, that first week I wasn't around, so we weren't able to have a whole lot of our restaurant tiers in. But now we start the march of having a lot of them in over the next few weeks. And if it bleeds into a third week, so be it. That just means every time they come in, we're giving away gift certificates, and that's a good thing for the listeners. So hang tight.
Yeah.
Don't call yet. We gave away a little bit yesterday. We got some goodies to give away today.
I got to tell you, Eric. We've had the R Bar here on the air with us before. I finally was able to get
all these restaurants in when I was out.
Yeah, well, I finally got in there to eat. I've been there a few times, and boy, do I really like going there.
I've had bad luck. They've been busy when I've tried to go. That's a good problem to have.
The coolest thing about our bar, before we really get into this, I think is the exclusivity of it, which is...
You love that idea.
They're not aiming to be more than he didn't go grandiose in scale. He went grandiose in everything that's in there. It's all there for a purpose. It's all well designed and well thought out, and it just fits. It just works. Yeah. And so it's really cool to get in there and have it. Hey, your table's 5 o'clock. You walk in and you eat at 5 o'clock. You start the process. So,
and we got
really
a lot of the pieces of the puzzle are with us. We got a full house. Randy West, the owner, head chef Ray Durbin, Becca West, the bar manager, no relation. And Ryan Holzen, the service manager. Randy, when it came time, and I'm sure you've answered this question in here when I wasn't here, how did you want to put this puzzle together? What did you want to create for Decatur?
Well, I definitely wanted to create something that kind of represented a little bit of me.
You know,
I'm a retired architect, and so I wanted it to kind of actually, when you walked in, say, hey, this is something a little different. But 4 components, it's real easy. Food, fabulous food, which Chef Ray is the best.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm a little biased, but he is. great service, which Ryan provides the best of that. Great libation, which I'm a big fan of, and music.
Yep.
We love music, and Michael Shear plays piano on the weekends, and we have some other visiting artists, and so those 4 components are the things that I wanted. And I did want something smaller. You know, I didn't want something that wasn't manageable. I wanted something a little different, but anyway, we're just having a blast.
Did you think smaller and more, like Nick just said, you know, did you have that idea in your head? Like, let's just do it for not as many people every night and be even more exceptional.
Absolutely.
That was on purpose.
Quality was very important in everything we do, the food we prepare, the alcohol we purchase, the music we provide, the furnishings. You know, I wanted it to be extremely quality. However, we are not pretentious. We're not snobby.
Yeah.
Anything like that. And our pricing is very good. It's very good.
The big thing I've heard was, you hear our bar and grill and how nice it is and music and quality. And then, like Nick said, giant hot dog. And I've heard good things about the wings. So, I mean, you're touching whatever you want to come in there. I mean, you're gonna touch bases for every kind of picky eaters or not.
And the best meatloaf you've ever had in your life.
Really?
Oh, yes. Yes,
I'm a big fan of my mom's meatloaf.
This is not your mom's meatloaf.
Something on their menu, I don't remember what the categories are, but it's like air, land, and sea.
So
they cover it all. It's broken up like that. And then there's like, you brought out, was it lobster bisque or soup that has something
lobster
on
bisque.
Top? Yeah, I mean, just everything in there looks like it's been chosen. I mean, it really does. Nothing looks like an accident.
Ray Durbin, the chef, was this a first, like, was this like you knew Ray ahead of time and you knew he wanted to be your chef when you looked?
I knew Ray. He's been around for probably 30 years. He was a chef that started Bizou and was there 14 years.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right.
And
that's
how I got to know him, and he's amazing. When I thought of our bar and grill, I thought of Ray, but I wasn't sure he was ready. He kind of left the fine dining scene to take a break, and I didn't know if he'd come back. But
how did you mean coming back to food? Were you looking for it, or did he have to convince you?
It didn't take long. I just I burned out for a while.
Sure.
So I took a couple years off, just bartended.
Gotcha.
Had a blast doing that, but everybody was like, "You need to get back in the kitchen. You're wasting your time here at the bar."
Where did you learn? Where did this start? You know, passion for food.
I took a foods class at Mount Zion once.
Really? And that was just, you were like, maybe I can do this?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Bizou, where else have you been?
Country Club of Decatur, Taters, Nick's Cafe. I cook Italian food, Greek food, Korean food, Vietnamese food, Middle Eastern food, soul food.
Have you ever left the country to go learn any of those, or you just kind of picked them up and?
Went to the Bahamas a couple times, been to Mexico. That's about it.
That's pretty cool, though. It's cool. Everything, it's going well. How did you guys create a menu? Did you do it together, or did you just turn it over to the chef?
Well, we kind of created with the person that does our graphic design, created the theme, the land, air, sea, and fun. And then, I only had 2 requests. only two for Ray, and that was hot dog and meatloaf.
Really?
And, yeah, no, that was it, and he created the rest.
Wait, when he said hot dog, were you like, I got to come up with something creative on a hot dog, or was that cool?
No, that was cool.
You loved it.
I like junk food. White Castle's my favorite restaurant. So.
Really? You're one of the finest chefs around, and you love White Castle.
Mr. G's was my favorite restaurant in Decatur
that
until they closed down.
That I can support, too, yeah.
But, yeah, we do an 8-ounce. It's all Angus, black Angus, kosher beef, 8-ounce hot dog. You know, it's foot long, about an inch and a half of diameter.
Wow.
And, yeah. It's on a toasted steak bun. It's not on a soft hot dog bun.
What did you put anything on this menu that maybe – is anything on this menu your signature that, you know, you didn't get from anywhere else, you just created it, or is that a lot of it?
That's a lot of
is it. So you've created a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, that's my menu, my meatloaf recipe,
okay.
My bisque recipe. You know, a lot of stuff just pops into my head.
Really?
I don't even watch Food Network. I watch more Food Network since I started working at Arbar than I have in the last 20 years.
That's awesome. That's cool. Becca West, the bar manager, experience in the bar manager game?
Really bar manager game.
Move that mic a little closer if you would,
oh,
Becca.
Okay.
It's okay.
I started out at Carlos O'Kelly's, and right before
Uh-oh.
They closed.
Hey, what's up?
Right before they closed, I started doing like supervisor type stuff.
Pre Nick Smith years, probably?
Post. I was there.
Nick was pre. Yeah.
Yeah. I was there for a while.
Yeah. We hear Carlos stories all the time.
Oh, yeah. Carlos was a great place, but.
So, what, you know, same thing here, Randy. I mean, did you bring Becca? Did you know Becca already?
I got to know Becca basically from seeing her bartend. And she, when I first met her, she was at Causes.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that impressed me so much was how she could take and handle 30 people, both beverages and food. And she, you know, she was just awesome. And I knew she
yeah.
could do it. It took me, and I joke about this, but it's the truth. It took me 3 months to convince her to come work. For our bar and grill.
Yeah.
I didn't have the place wasn't constructed yet.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, you can't say, hey, come on in, look at this, you know. And so I just had to paint a vision. And
yeah.
She finally caved.
So going well then.
Oh, yeah. I don't regret one single thing about it, so.
Do you just kind of know everything back of your hand on a bar? Can somebody, how often does somebody, I mean, I assume as a bar manager, you're an experienced bartender.
Yeah.
So how often does somebody throw you a drink and you got to go, what is it? They're pretty rare.
Well, sometimes. It actually happened the other night, though.
Really?
And usually it's just like, because we have a smaller bar, so it'll be like one thing that we don't have.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
Well, I think I've seen this a lot of times. Somebody, it's like they don't know a drink, and then they're like, oh, well, this is really something else. You know, that was like another place created a drink and named it something.
Yeah.
It's great bartenders. They can put a mix on it, and that's what I kind of figured he had going for you. Ryan Holzen, I see this guy, meet him out in the lobby, and he's smiling, and he hasn't stopped smiling since he got here, and that's what you want for good service.
He's the best. He actually called me. I know his dad, and his dad knew I was building the restaurant and bar. And anyway, Ryan called, and I talked to him for maybe 10 or 15 minutes, and I thought, man, this is a solid kid. He had experience. I'm sorry, you're not a kid. You're a young man.
That's but right.
He had experience in California at some fine dining places.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then he's got country club experience here in Decatur. And he's amazing.
You from here and you went out there for a while, or are you from there?
Yeah, I'm actually from Decatur, and then I moved to Huntington Beach, California, whenever I graduated high school. And then I was out there. And then
where'd you go to high school?
I went to Edwardsville High School.
Oh,
actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So and then after I moved to Huntington Beach, California, the Beachcomber Cafe definitely gave me a really good experience for a fine dining restaurant. And very happy that Randy posted or got this restaurant together.
Beachcomber Cafe sounds familiar. Should I know? Is it pretty popular?
Very, very popular.
Okay, so
yeah.
The fact I've heard of that isn't a surprising thing.
Crystal Cove State Park.
Really?
Right there in Newport Cove.
How'd you get back here?
I just miss family.
Oh, okay.
Miss family a lot. And then wanted to go back to take some classes at Richland.
Okay.
And then I started at Southside Country Club.
Okay.
And then Randy had this great idea and hopped on the team.
Nice.
Yeah.
We know what a bar manager does and what the head chef does, but your service manager, face of the restaurant, I mean, does that deal with everybody that comes in? Is that kind of the idea of your – how would you define your job? What's the most important thing you do?
I just got to take care of the service, smile, make sure everyone's taken care of.
Schmoozer.
Exactly.
Well,
yeah.
the honest truth, he's being modest. I said the trick for our bar and grill, especially on the weekends, is we have to turn our tables three times. 5, 6:30, and 8. And sometimes it's just not easy to do, but it's part of it, and he just handles it effortlessly.
Yeah.
So, and that's a big part of to make sure that everybody's happy. And we don't want our customers to feel like they're rushed, ever. And we never would tell anybody, you have to leave, that kind of thing. It's silly. But it's all worked out great, and he does a great job of that turn.
So how do you do it? How do you go, there's somebody waiting on your table, get the hell out of here? Because I know there's a way that you do it.
You got to put on that great big smile and hope for the best, I guess.
Can we move you guys to the bar to
exactly,
finish your drink? Because typically if you're sitting around, you're talking and drinking, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, just go up to him and be like, maybe I buy you maybe a martini or something.
Oh, look at that.
Get you over here and then...
And that's good ownership best, to allow you to, I mean, that's understandable,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
I mean, if you do it too many times, Becca's going to yell at you.
That's right. We don't want that to happen.
So things are going well so far. It has to be. We've called a few weekends and like, well, they're busy. They're packed.
We are so blessed. I mean, you know, we can only generate so much because we have limited seating, but we've been just killing it. Last week was amazing. And January and February for all restaurants and bars and grills is tough. You know, cold weather. People have just gotten through Christmas season, which December was amazing. So got through January and February, but things are just going great.
It's
going
to go crazy in the spring and the fall. And
absolutely.
You know, I think you're going to be in a smaller place. You're not going to take that hit of, well, it's summer and people are cooking out and going on the lake. I don't think you're going to have that issue because how many seats?
Well, we actually have 20 seats.
Okay.
But we can max it out at 23 or 4. Mm-hmm. Maybe 27 if we stretch it,
chairs,
and then 10 at the bar.
Is this the chef is the one that stresses the most if they got 70 seats, Ray? I mean, is this easy, or does this allow you to get more creative and do more things and have more dishes since there's limited seating?
I wouldn't say it's easy.
Easier,
but it makes cruising through my middle aged them a little easier. and you know, it's nice. Like I said, when we first opened, I wanted to maximize people's time in there, and I feel 90 minutes is decent amount of time to sit, you know, at a seat at the bar. So we maximize the time, set the reservations, and it lets me know when I look and see how many reservations, lets me know how much veg to prep, how much of the sides to have ready for each seating so that I'm not overextending or, you know, cook it too much or not enough.
It makes budgeting easier.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
Food cost.
Yeah. No, that's fantastic. Do you open at 5?
Yes. Well, we open actually at 4. The bar opens at 4, and then the kitchen opens at 5.
6 days a week?
No, Tuesday through Saturday.
Tuesday to Saturday, 5 days a week.
One of the things I value is, you know, these folks work so many hours. It's just having a couple of days off to rejuvenate.
That's
so
good.
Some of y'all get a couple of days off.
Well, that's true, because Ray's crazy.
It sounds like it's your fault, Ray. Have you ever thought about lunch or anything like that? I mean, won't be a thing.
Ray is not down
for lunch.
No, we won't. And, it's just one of those things. We have so many great restaurant venues here downtown. I mean, just fantastic. Plenty of seats.
Yeah.
And it just adds another layer of thing that, you know, we didn't want to do. We just didn't want to do right now.
It's all right. Yeah,
never say never, but... Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's never.
Pretty close.
You're happy rolling with how you're rolling. So
you
tell you got a good crew. They all popped in when they probably didn't have to do a radio interview. So that's pretty cool too.
Yeah.
We have gift certificates we're giving away. Of course, the grand prize of our tournament of grub. You guys did get bumped off, but that's okay.
That's
it's going to happen.
That's all
you got to build more fans here. So that's
right.
And it's going to come, I think. But we are when we go to break, we're going to give away a gift certificate to the place. So somebody's going to get in there. Do you need to make reservations every time, or is there a chance you don't have to?
I would highly recommend it, but I think if you Tuesday and Wednesday is probably okay just to come in.
Okay.
But Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, you have to make a reservation.
And it's either at 5, 6:30, or 8.
Yes. Right. And you need to do that a week in advance,
okay,
to be honest.
If you bought the 6:30 slot.
Bruce Jeffrey booked for Valentine's Day. I think he said a month or two in advance.
Yeah. And he came in and his wife, and they had a great time.
Yeah. He said it was fantastic.
I think they did, anyway.
He gave you on air love, too. I remember
that. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was great. Anything else you want to touch on? Maybe something I haven't asked?
No, I think I would just encourage people that haven't had a chance to try us out, come to we're at 157 West Main, which is just, west of Decatur Brew Works, right around the corner from Lincoln Lounge. Easy, plenty of parking. After 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, you can park in any of the spaces down there, and you don't have to worry about it.
The building behind One Main Place,
only
separated
behind.
By an alley, you can park there. You can go around the corner and park.
Yeah, there's new parking
there's new
there.
Parking.
Circuit clerk used to be back there and stuff like that. So,
there's
you just come downtown now and just wander around. Make your plans for dinner a week in advance, if it's on a weekend especially. So,
yeah, I think once it warms up, we'll get a lot of people, you know, because people like to hop,
bar hop
downtown. And
you do have room to come in and have a drink. And not,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, that's fantastic. And catch a little music as well.
Absolutely.
Randy West, Ray Durbin, Becca West, Ryan Holes, and best of luck. You guys keep grinding.
Thank you.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Absolutely.